that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We do welcome you here this morning, this November 3rd, 2018. And a snowy morning. Still don't have sunshine here. We're packed in with clouds and snow this morning. But that's all right. That's how it goes. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Good, good. And good morning. We've got Tim from Nebraska. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. We know that you're still joining us from sea to shining sea, and really all over. We've been sending a lot more into Canada lately, and even over into the European nations. We've had an order from Sweden just the other day, and so the word continues to go out. The shortwave, as sometimes scratchy as it gets, fading in and out, it still gets the message out. So we praise God that we're able to still do that. So we'll have the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to call in. And Jason, we'd ask you to open us up in prayer this morning.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this program this morning. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, that you strengthen us, that you guide us and direct us in all that we do. We ask that you bless our hands in the labors that we do, and we ask, Father, that you just let us be a dark light into a dark world, Father. We pray that you use us in a mighty and powerful way. We pray, Father, that you bring our enemies down lower and lower, and, Father, that you allow your people to rise higher and higher. We ask for that cup to overflow with blessings from your throne, Father. We ask that you grant them to us, Father. We ask that you grant us health and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and just abundance, Father. We desire it and we ask for it in your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. And, Jason, I'm reminded with that prayer that many times we have not because we ask not. And And it's not that we, you know, that we ask to win the lottery and that we ask to have just a rosy life with nothing to do but to sit on the beach all day. It's not that at all. But many times we don't have health because we don't ask for help. And many times we don't have peace because we don't ask for peace. You know, maybe we don't have direction or we don't know which way to go or what to do, but when we ask, and we ask in the right spirit, with the right heart, and with the right intentions, then God certainly grants it. And the word speaks that way. So just want to encourage you this morning to do that. If you are in need, ask. And sometimes, you know, the way God works is He doesn't just grant it right away. He doesn't, you ask for something and boom, it's there. You know, our God is not the old genie in a bottle. It's not to get your three wishes. But many times He'll guide and direct us and lead you. There'll be a prompting by the Holy Spirit that maybe something needs to, change in your life. Maybe your thoughts, your words, your actions, your deeds. To get you ready to get what you ask for. Just on my part this morning to share that with you. So ask. I mean, we read that in Matthew. Ask, seek, knock. But these are verbs. These are doing things. These are things that we have to be doing to receive. So... Well, Tim, good morning. What's on your mind in Nebraska this morning?
Well, I guess that I was in my devotions the other night, and I come across Matthew 10:7-9. And again, and sometimes they just speak to you in new ways. And one of the things I thought when I read that was on my mind was the fact that... those are red letter words of Christ, and he said, as he was talking to the apostles, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely give. And the thing about that interested me was the fact that that was their personal mandate from God as they went out, but there's a national mandate that always, you know, goes along with those things. And when we look around us today, we see that we can see that battle of the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and then we have these things going on the other side of the coin that are going on, and we definitely live in around us is a sick, dead, leprous, demon-infested land, and I think that's more obvious at Halloween than probably any other time when you look around and see those sort of things, and then you see these, as Brother John calls them, demon rats running around and spewing all their garbage all the time. And I think that they have no interest in the kingdom of heaven. I think that's pretty sure to say. And so it just kind of colored it for me in a way that I don't know. It just was like, wow, there's a lot of other things there that are for us to do. And it says, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
So,
amen.
Can it be any less at hand now than it was when Christ was talking to his apostles? It's got to be just that much closer. So, anyways, I just thought that was kind of my thought for what was going on with a lot of the things that I see in the news and happening all over.
Yeah, I think it is pretty sad. We were kind of talking about it before we came on the air this morning about how the so-called churches, and folks, they're just false churches is all it is. They're not preaching Jesus Christ. They're preaching another gospel. When they celebrate Halloween, when they celebrate not the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, not the true biblical plan of salvation, of believe and then repent and then be immersion baptized, as Acts 2:38 says, for the remission of sins. They don't teach that. No, they're teaching zombies and zombie walks and haunted hay rides and spooktaculars from the church by the glades. Saw one even in Nebraska, Tim. Where was it here? I saw it in the news report. Compassion Church in Hartwell, Georgia, had a big block party on Halloween night. Giving away games, big Nintendo game systems for best costume, things like that. Passion Church in Maple Grove, Minnesota, had a big Michael Jackson Thriller performance to get more people in. To get more people in is what they say. The pictures are just they're just horrid. I mean, it's what you would see, and it's coming from churches. Here it is: City Light Benson Church in Omaha had used its parking lot for a big zombie walk as a way to make friends with its neighbors. They had 1,000 dressed up zombies. We'll begin congregating in the church's parking lot at 6 p.m. We provided food and a free photo booth. This is a great way to let the city know who we are, says the City Light Benson Church in Omaha, Nebraska. Folks, it's not Christ. It's not celebrating the abundant life that Jesus brought. No, it's celebrating the stealing, killing, and destroying that the enemy comes with. And the Word tells us to you know, not be deceived. Got a quote here from... you guys ever heard of Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon? You know, he was kind of a British preacher. Wrote quite a bit. We have his studies. Got a quote from him. He once exhorted, "Brother Christians," he said, "modern witchcrafts and wizardry are to be abhorred and condemned. And you will be wise to keep clear of them, trembling to be found acting in concert with those who love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. When you come to love God with all your heart," and again, this is Charles Spurgeon, "you will not worship God in ways of your own devising, but you will ask, 'Where shall I draw near unto the Most High God?' And you will take your direction from the Lord's inspired word. The service which He prescribes is the only service with which He will accept." And, you know, we are told to worship God in how? With zombie walks? With haunted hay rides? No. In truth and in spirit. We worship Him in the truth of His Word and in the Spirit. Having the right heart and in the Holy Spirit is how we are to worship Him. And I like this quote that Spurgeon gives. You know, and we're told to come out from among them, right? To come out from her and to be separate. To be that peculiar people. And... In this time of the year, it sure shows it, you know, that some do and some don't. But you're right, Tim, that it is a sad day. It is a sad day when the churches, the so-called churches of the land, are celebrating Halloween.
I just think, yeah, it is.
Well, Jason, what'd you dress up for as Halloween?
Yeah, I've never done that.
Thankfully, I've got to admit, it's been quite a few years since I have as well, since we became Christian, even a few years before that. So, well, what do you see going on, Jason? What do you want to bring to the people this morning?
Well, I thought it was interesting this week. College student kicked out of class for telling professor that there are only two genders. You know, and you can kind of expect that from the world, but from a Christian, from a Christianity class at an Indiana university, that was kind of surprising. And basically, it shows that even these Christian universities, that they've been really targeted. And, you know, I mean, not saying that they're a bad university by any means, but, you know, when you have one of the classes, and what it was a TED Talk. They played a 15-minute TED Talk by a transgendered ex-pastor. And it's just, like, you know, appalling. And the teacher asked for comments from the women, and when none of the women had any comments, then one of the young men in the class, he stood up and he said, "Well, biology proves that proves that there's only two genders. And according to biologists, there is only two genders. And was reprimanded and kicked out of the class, which was a class that he had to have in order to graduate that year. And it's become a pretty big deal lately, but it's one of those things. It's like, geez, telling. It's really telling is what it is.
You know, the thought occurs to me when you say that, Jason, is where's the tolerance that we hear preached all the time? Where's the tolerance? We hear this yelled from the media. We hear it spouted from the Judeo-Christians. We certainly hear it in news reports like that from the universities. Tolerance. We have to be tolerant. You have to be acceptance and acceptable. Accept these, this filth. Tolerant, tolerant, tolerant. They say it, they say it, they say it, but they damn sure don't live it, do they? They put this out, and they are talking out of both sides of their mouth, and that's all it is. They talk the talk, but they certainly don't walk the walk. And it's just time, Remnant, to wake up and smell the roses and see what's going on. The Bible says, awake, awake, O Zion. Awake, awake. And, I hope people are waking up. I do. That's been our prayer. It was our pastor's prayer for people to wake up to the filth that's around us, to the sins that are in the land, and to this lie of tolerance. That is not what this country was founded on. This country was founded on, you go back, the first document written, the Mayflower Compact, to further the Christian faith. Not for freedom of religion, not for anybody to worship anything they wanted to, but freedom to further the Christian faith. That was the purpose. And how we've pulled away from that in the name of tolerance. It's okay, I'm okay, you're okay, whatever you do, as long as you don't do it in front of me, we're okay. No, that brings condemnation on a land, because it doesn't stay in the closet. It doesn't.
Well, one of the things that you would think, when they're asking for your thoughts on this talk, it's like, well, those were his thoughts, but he's condemned for his thoughts.
Right, they're not asking for his thoughts.
Out of the college.
Yeah, that college professor's not asking for his thoughts. He's saying, no, you will accept this, or you'll get kicked out of class. You will accept this to graduate and get your degree and move on with your life. You will accept this transgender ex-pastor filth.
Yes, and
we'll accept it.
And it's a Christianity class, which would take you back to some of the biblical truths that they want to talk about. And I mean, it's pretty early in the Bible, like Genesis 1:27, I think it says, and God created man in His own image, in the image of God created him, male and female.
Yeah,
it didn't cover anything else, so. There's no discourse on that. It's just more a question of, did you get the programming out of it?
Right. It's people that don't believe God is the bottom line. They just don't believe God. And, they think they have become gods in their own mind, deciding what's right and wrong, deciding that there's more than what there is. But it's not just in universities. Even locally, without getting too specific, there's been Christian schools locally that we've heard reports of that teachers have given classes on homosexuality, that it's okay, that it's just an alternate lifestyle, that Jesus still loves you, when you choose to be a pervert, when you choose to blatantly go against His word. And not out of ignorance, but out of knowing and understanding, or at least knowing, and still choosing to do that. And Christian schools are teaching that. And thank goodness there's true Christians that are coming against that. Thank God. But it is like you started with, Tim. It is just a dark time. We have to worship God in truth and spirit, the way He says to be worshipped, not the way we come up with it, not the way we think. You know, I'm sorry, I just don't, I don't see how having a zombie walk with 1,000 people dressed up as the dead is welcoming people to a church that preaches Jesus Christ. I just don't see that. Maybe I need glasses. I just don't make that connection at all.
Well, and the government just recently lost a case as regards vaccines that basically showed that they haven't been reviewing them for the last 30 years, and that autism rates are much higher in vaccinated children and everything else. And I don't think that, you look at the things that go on with autism, it's akin to that. It's, those people are trapped inside their own body. They're unable to function well, if at all. That's kind of like being a zombie. I mean, it's, yeah. They're taken where they need to go. They don't function. And, you know, there are a few cases here and there of people who have come out of autism who talk about what it was like. And, that's, when you see those kind of things going on, with all of that and see all this, I mean, this chemical, what do you want to call it? Lobotomization and chemical use on God's people is rampant in this day and age. And we tagged that years ago with the word pharmakia, meaning it means chemical witchcraft.
Sorcery. It does.
When you look at those sort of things, you can see that going on against God's people. Is there anything wrong with making life better with some of that? No, but that was not their goal. That's not the kingdom is at hand. It's, it is. It's their kingdom is at hand.
Amen.
But it's not God's kingdom is at hand. So, you know, a lot of these things get furthered that way. And I mean, the normalization is what we see them trying to bring about all the time, and God's people don't want a normalization of life on that level or in that style, whether it's the transgenderism or whether it's the redistribution of your labor and the works of your hands that God has given you, the benefits he's given you, or anything else. God distributes all things to all men according to his plan and purpose. So, when we see that going on, that's what they're striving to do, is put themselves in that judgment seat and put themselves in that seat of power and create what's going on. And you're not allowed to have any thoughts about it. I mean,
that's right.
That thing Jason just brought out is the depth of distaste that brings out in a person. Well, what are your thoughts? And by the way, you're not allowed to have any except what we talked about. So, it's a really, really sad situation.
It is. You know, and like you said, you know, you're talking about the vaccinations and that. I mean, talking about the glycophosphates. We had a big win against Monsanto, but, you're still seeing Roundups sold on every shelf of every hardware store in America right now.
Yes.
So it's still out there. And, you know, they're finding there's a lot of people that say that, oh yeah, well, I don't eat that stuff and I don't use that. Well, you know, it's gotten to be so rampant. They're using it in so many different ways, shapes, and forms that, you know, it's very unavoidable anymore. I mean, if you, you can say, well, I eat organic food. Well, they tested 5 organic cereals that have tested positive for glyphosate during the last month.
Yes.
I don't eat this. I don't eat that. Well, do you drink water? One of the things that is showing up on almost every place they've tested water. It doesn't matter if it's well water, if it's store bought water, but you know, the water evaporates, goes up into the heavens, turns into rain, comes back down over and over and over, and it spreads all across the land. And they're testing the water, and the water even if you're drinking distilled water, if you like to take showers, it's coming in through your skin. It's they're poisoning us nonstop.
Amen.
And
yeah.
You know, if our Heavenly Father doesn't save us, then nothing's going to, because you know if our enemies made an uproar against us, that's one of the things that's so important, to have a healthy body. I mean, the most important thing I believe that, you know, that we're supposed to have as far as what we're supposed to be doing for our health is to have a healthy immune system.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we obviously agree that the number one thing that we need to be doing is trusting the Lord and being close to Him and
Amen.
Making sure that we stand in His favor. But there's other things that we can do for our health too that we need to be doing. You know, it's that information is really lost, and people used to understand it, and it's, you know, some of the stuff that's been taken away from us. I saw this week that Michael Moore was on TV again, and hadn't seen much out of him in quite some time. But during an appearance on NBC's Late Night Show with Seth Meyers, he was talking about a lot of different things. But one of the statements that stuck out was he said, "Angry white American guys need to give it up." And he goes into about how he was an undereducated white male in his 50s. And her time was up. He said, "I'm an angry white guy over 50 with a high school education, so that's me. So if I could just speak to my fellow angry white American guys who are semi-uneducated like me, dude, give it up. We've been running the show for 10,000 years. It's like we've had a long run as men running everything, and you know the Yankees could never win as many pennants as we've won in these 10,000 years as men," he added. You know, and, you know, talk about warfare. That was the act of warfare right there. It was telling us, telling him acting like one of us, and saying, give it up. You know, in this fight that we're in, this spiritual warfare fight, this physical fight, I mean, it's on both fronts right now. I mean, we went back and forth. Sometimes we're fighting a spiritual warfare. Sometimes we're fighting a physical warfare. Right now, those two are combining. And it's out and out war. We're facing war of being invaded as a country. We've got the spiritual warfare that's attacking the churches and attacking the women and the children and even the men in this land. And, you know, this was an act of warfare with these statements that he's using. I mean, he's basically saying, give it up. You know, we're coming for you. You guys are the ones that are on target. And, you know, we've known that for a long time. It's so important that our enemies be put on notice for what they're doing and for their destruction. You can learn so much on this warfare just from, you know, David fighting Goliath. You know, that's one of the things is David sat there and told him what he was going to do to him, and I delivered him into his hands. And, you know, we need to continue to walk in those ways and fight that fight that's put before us. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have grown weary and have gotten tired, and they don't want to fight all the time. They, you know, sometimes they get tired of fighting, and I understand that. But, you know, right now is where we really need to make a push. And I believe that our enemy sense their destruction, and they sense that they're going down. I mean, I see the prayers being answered nonstop that we've been praying. And, you know, it's when you don't see with your eyes the prayers being answered, that's when you got to see them through the eyes of faith and just know that they're done.
Yep.
And just walk in that peace that passes understanding, because that's also one of the weapons that have been given to us. And, you know, that strengthens us, and that makes our Heavenly Father happy when He sees that in us.
Absolutely. Well, and if we continue to pursue, I go back to David. You were there, Jason, and absolutely right. You know, weary David was when they were chasing after him, when they had taken their wives and children. You know, they were tired, but they pursued, and you know that's when we pray for strength, and it says He'll lift us up and give us wings, and the Bible talks about that. Those words were written by David in the Psalms. I mean, when you see those things, I think a lot of times, I think there's another thing: the fields are ripe, the workers are few. When you have a lot of workers, things can go in shifts. You know, I mean,
yes.
maybe somebody who just finished a 12-hour shift needs a bit of a break, and then they're back online again. I mean, they're back on the, you know, ready to go. Yeah, we've definitely got to keep on pounding that the godly position of what's going on. And I read that glyphosate thing on the cereal too, you know, and it's interesting. It was children. The one I read was children's cereal. So that is that the one you were talking about,
yeah,
Jason?
Yeah, I read that one too.
Oh, was it okay? So, but you know, there's a lot of those sort of things, and poison's an interesting thing, because I'm quite sure that there are good uses for different kinds of poison, and then there's bad uses, or, you know, things that are ungodly and unjust. It's kind of a, yeah, exactly. Or what's it being used for? So, obviously having it in everything and in the water, and when we see all the, I read something here a while back on, they were doing some water well testing out on the West Coast, and they were talking about the fact that there were, basically, it was like a cornucopia of pharmaceuticals in the water out there. I mean,
yes.
There were not just glyphosate, but there were, you know, every kind of drug imaginable in the well water out there. And it was like, wow. So I was like, just left me surprised and sad that they've done that. That there's so much drugs in use out there that even the water is becoming, poisoned as a result of it.
It is. You know, the water bottles. Jason has had the last two newsletters have had great health articles in them. Volume 7 had talking about how the prostate health is failing, how that's an epidemic, and this last newsletter, Volume 8, also talking about some preventative measures that we can take. We really encourage you to take a look at those and to put them to use. They're not just to be read and thrown away, but to put them to use. And I can tell you, I've sure done this. This Volume 7, Jason, that you had mentioned in there about the BPA, bisphenol A,
BPA,
bisphenol. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, BPA. And I don't think people from Florida can pronounce that. But how that's in the water bottles. The water bottles. And you know how it's an endocrine disruptor. And it mimics estrogen. And it causes obesity. And it causes neurological disorders. And alters your thyroid function. And the cancer risk, breast cancer, prostate cancer, neuroblastoma. Reproductive anomalies, how it alters the DNA as it relates to estrogen, how it can lead to heart disease and diabetes and all types of problems. And you know, we're seeing all those problems in our land today, and we're seeing them growing exponentially in our land today, because there's somebody making a ton of money off of these stinking flimsy little water bottles. We see documentaries how they have just because they're all over the world. Oh, it's the neatest little thing with these little water bottles. Well, when they're made with this BPA, and that BPA leaches into the water, it causes problems. And that's something that I've probably heard before. But you know, it was this article, and Jason, you putting this article in that we've done away with water bottles. We don't do water bottles anymore. We've always prayed over our food, but you know, and that's how we are to grow, is that when we have to realize and not be smacked full of pride, and realize, Remnant, that we don't have it all figured out. That what we're doing is not just, you know, I don't know anybody that's made it yet, that's achieved that, got it all figured out. We're all still on a journey, but when we come to things like this, when we're praying to be maybe for our health, and then we get an article like this and it convicts us, well, then it should move us to action. And when it does, praise God. We certainly pray against the poisons, but when we stop taking them, things can get better. It's just like sin. When you stop sinning and turn away from that, well, then things can get better. But if you continue on in sin, you can keep praying, but if you continue on in sin, it's not going to get any better. And it's like that with these, you know, with these poisons. We have to do what we can. What we can. Guys, phone's ringing. Let's take a look. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. This is Dave Foster in Arizona.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm well. Gentlemen, I'm calling because, and I'm sorry I'm off topic. Listen to the conversation here, but I can't get you on the internet on any of my devices, nor can I pick you up on shortwave.
Well, Dave, we should be on shortwave.
Has anyone else?
Should be on
Has
shortwave.
Anyone else given you?
No, our website's down for some maintenance. It's down for some much-needed maintenance and some upgrades, and so it's being worked on. It's just one of those things.
Okay.
So, but shortwave, as far as I know, haven't had any other reports, Dave, of there being a shortwave problem.
Okay, and you guys are on right now at 9475 or
9475-5830. One or the other, yeah, depending on the time. I think we're getting close to the change here.
Okay.
But
well, I saw the note that said you guys were down for maintenance on the site, and I just, with all the other things that are happening with internet today, I wasn't sure if you guys weren't being hit, you know.
Sure. Well, so. And you know, you can always, we have a couple call-in lines that you can call and just listen to the program. Are you familiar with those?
I am, and I'm going to do that as soon as I hang up here.
Great.
But I wanted to say that for me, and I'm hoping maybe for some of the other brethren out there, this is a heck of a wake-up call to get my shortwave out, fired up, figure out how to use it.
Hey, there you go. Awesome. And you know, many times, and Jason and Tim are the shortwave and ham guys. I just read it out of the catalog. But they say, and guys, I'll give it to you, but an external antenna seems to work wonders. Is that not right, guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime okay. You can get that, you know, even if you just clip something on to your antenna and then get a long wire going out there, going out the window, getting it outside and you know, throwing it up in a tree or sending it on something, that helps tremendously. So
you'll get a lot more out of it.
Fantastic.
Here in Colorado, it makes night and day difference being able to get reception, no matter what kind of radio I'm using.
Well, I purchased the Cato from Scriptures for America, and I also bought the antenna to put outside.
Awesome.
So I'll get busy.
All right, Dave. Great.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you, and have a great day.
God bless you. Stay safe down there.
You bet.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, 307-745-5913 if you'd like to call in. And if you have a comment or a question, Jason, I sure like how you put that sometimes we're in more of a physical battle, you know, whether it's health or job or family or whatever it may be, maybe enemies coming upon us, whether it's SWAT teams or what, or just the filth, you know, the lawlessness that's out there. There's times. We've talked to many people, and many people are, you know, they've told us that they won't go outside unless they're armed, physically armed, but because of the crime. You see the crime, especially down in places like Florida and Baltimore and Indianapolis and the inner cities. The crime is just it's just gotten horrendous. Saw the headlines this morning: woman in South Carolina is in the house. With her kids, got a little camera on the front, you know, security camera. Everybody's got security cameras now. And you know, 2 in the morning, some guy's beating on her door. She calls 911 and gets her pistol out, both. And she yells, "I've got a gun, don't come in." He busts the door down. Bam, bam, bam. She just shoots him. It's got where you're not even safe in your home anymore. So there's times that physical battle is upon us. And it is, that time is now. That physical battle sure seems to be upon us and upon our people. And certainly that spiritual battle is as well. And I just wanted to repeat it, Jason, because it is. With the, you know, we see that with the Halloween, we see the filth that has come in the churches that have compromised on the Word of God. They have compromised on it to gain people, and out of greed for that love of money, which is the root of all evil, they compromise on it so they can get more people in, so they can fleece the sheep more and get more money from them and lead them down to the pits of hell. Because many of these, they claim to be a preacher or a pastor. They are either deluded, they are either deceived, as our pastor put it, or they are deceivers if they are not preaching the Jesus Christ. If they are acceptance of sin. 1 John 3:4, sin is transgression of the law. Now, when I read that in the New Testament, that tells me a couple things. One, it defines sin. It tells me that sin is breaking the law of God. That also tells me that because sin abounds, the law of God is still there. And because it's being broken, that's where that sin is. And that's the biblical definition of sin. Like Charles Spurgeon said, when we worship God, we have to worship God the way He says, not the way we come up with. And that's how sin should be. That's how sin is. It's defined by the Word. It's not what some Judeo-creature, limp-wristed, mamby-pamby, sloppy, agape, love everybody and everything preacher says it is. It's what the Word of God says it is. And when we deviate from that, well, we're deviating from God. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello, this is Joanne from Wisconsin.
Good morning.
And I just wanted to tell you that I just brought, I've been listening on the Internet, but I brought up WTWW on the Internet, and I listened off of that. So in case somebody doesn't have a shortwave, they can do that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thanks for sharing that, Ms. Joanne. Yeah, WTWW carries the stream, and you can click on that website and get it as well.
Yep.
Awesome.
God bless.
Hey, thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Where there's a will, there's a way, huh? See, that reminds me of those, what was it? Jason Pastor used to call them truth junkies. They want it.
Yep.
They want it. And it's like a drug junkie. You go looking. You know, if you don't find it where you normally find it, you go looking. You keep looking and looking and looking for that truth. And you'll find it if you look. Well, Jason, are you seeing got any updates on what's going on down at the border? Any changes down there? Have you noticed or?
I haven't seen anything on that in the last couple of days. I don't know what's going on there. I heard that there was 5,500 troops headed down there, and that was the last thing that I heard. I don't know. Tim, have you heard anything on that?
Well, they were talking about them offering work visas to the ones in southern Mexico so that they could work there and stay there. And then they said that they were going to maybe provide some buses to take some of them back. And the last thing I heard was they said, well, it's kind of stalling out, but some of them are still coming, so I think sometimes that's what we would call a delaying tactic and saying it's stalling out, because for one thing, the numbers, how much is some? You know, yeah. I mean, we've heard, Jason and I were talking about that the other day. One time we heard, 1,400, and then the next time you hear 5,000, and then you hear 15,000, so I mean, the numbers of these people that are coming are all over the place. I mean, it's like, how many and what for? I did see a picture of, some of them were riding on trucks,
yes.
American Trucking Company was down there with flatbeds with them sitting on it, and they were supposedly bringing them north, which, kind of one of those things, but, now it seems like there's a lot of step forward, step back, confusing numbers.
I can read in between the lines on some of this stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if it's already completely fizzled out, because you know, we were seeing updates on it every day. The last update on it was, you know, 4 days ago, and that's
right.
Fizzling out. So,
yeah. You know, it sure could be.
Yeah.
I think the other thing could be is that the media, which is mainly left, mainly anti-Christian, mainly anti-American, mainly anti-Republican, I think the left is not putting it out on the media because of the response that it's gotten, one from our president, one from the people. You know, the majority of the people are tired of this invasion. They're tired of the illegal immigrants. Yeah, I heard some talking the other day, and they were talking about, well, you know, we're just kind of we have this quandary. We you know, they're contrasting those that come here legally and those that are undocumented immigrants. See, they wouldn't even say legally and illegally. They won't even address that.
No, they don't use that.
No, they don't use those terms. Those are, well, they might get sued for using those terms of illegal. God forbid we say you broke the law, you're an illegal. Well, that's what you are. See, that's more of that lawlessness, that lawless society that these antichrists are pushing and promoting. And that's the left, folks. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is the majority of what that is. And they won't even address it. Yeah, illegals versus undocumented immigrants. Well, I think that you know, the last report I saw, 5,500 troops, they were joining the 2,092 National Guard members already deployed. Saw a headline this morning, 1,000 more Marines, a 1,000 Marines activated. Now, this is to protect our border. This is things that we have talked about for years and years, that is what the military is for. Not to come internal, but to protect our borders. And by golly, we've got a president now that is doing that. Sure seems like it. Sure seems like it anyway. You know, one caravan, they're estimating 3,500. Another caravan, estimating 3,000. I've seen reports of a third caravan coming up from the south. Who knows? Certainly something to be praying about. To be praying for wisdom, to be praying to, you know, for there to be good godly decisions made by our leaders regarding this. Who knows? But we can't have, you know, we are a nation built certainly on the tenets of Jesus Christ and the Ten Commandments, but we have always been, for the most part, a lawful nation. And as it was quoted, you know, when we were given the Constitution, when that was put out, was that, you know, it only works. That means the law. It only works on a moral people. It only works in this land when it's not just greed that's driving everything. When we do this strange tenet that when we have this belief and this understanding, and we live our lives by this tenet of Christianity of love your neighbor as yourself. But see, we've moved away from that. You know, how many locks? Oh, locks on everything now. Why? Because if you don't lock it up, you get it stolen. Because there's no love. There's none whatsoever. And the further we move away from that, the more laws we're going to have, and we've talked about these things, but what we are seeing here is just lawlessness. And we are seeing that being promoted by this left in our country of, well, you have to let them in. And then they want to point what they think is a bony finger at Christians and say, well, your Bible says to love the alien, to love the stranger, that, oh, you have to let them in, you have to help them, you know, says these antichrists that don't want to apply the rest of the scriptures. They just want to pick out one or two and try to apply it to this. You know, what about the scripture of, well, I have to provide for my own? And if I don't, I'm worse than an infidel. And how can I provide for my own, you know, when I'm taxed out the yin-yang to provide services for these illegals? Another quote here. Last year, within last year's flow of alien invaders, there were 17,000 confirmed criminals, confirmed lawless criminals, along with, here's the quote, hardened smugglers. And people from over 100 different countries. 100 different countries. We know most countries in the Middle East hate us. Muslims, for the most part, hate us. And have said, and they chant, death to America, death to America. So what better way than to come and sneak in across the southern border and then to come in and to get benefits and to do their best to destroy us. And I think the people are waking up to that. Our prayers are being answered. That was mentioned earlier today. We've talked about that. I've got people in the congregation calling us. Brother Carl called just yesterday, and we talked about it. And he said, "Man, I sure see that our prayers are being answered. You know, the idols are falling. The spell seems like it's ending. The people are waking up. They're getting more and more incensed at this. I've heard of militia going to the border to back up these troops. I think people are waking up. I hope they are. And not just to that physical battle that you mentioned, Jason, but to the spiritual battle as well, because it is on both sides.
Well, we've talked about asymmetric warfare before, and how that's the way the enemy fights. It's a totally different manner of fighting, non-traditional method, and we know that during World War II, the Japanese quote was that they couldn't attack America because there was a gun behind every blade of grass. You know, that was their thought or their feeling on that. And we know that people embedded in their own land. And as a matter of fact, there was just an article this morning talking about one of the United States military men, and I don't remember who it was exactly, but he said, we can't beat them over there in Afghanistan. You know, that's their own land. They're just unbeatable. And it's like, well, yeah, I think the Russians might have already came to that conclusion, you know, back in the 80s.
Yeah, 30 years ago they did.
So, yeah, exactly. And it's a true saying. But what you can do is you can bring in a bunch of foreigners, illegal aliens or whatever, and embed them in your land, and when they live there, they can work from inside. That's different than an overt outside attack, which is non-asymmetric. And I think we're seeing the results of that in places like Sweden and Germany and that kind of thing over there with what they've done. They've opened those up, and they're just having, I mean, if you get to reading over there, we don't hear a lot of it on mainstream media here, but if you go over there and start looking, the amount of that going on over there is just, it's crazy.
Yes.
There's not one thing every day. There's several things every day that are going on as a result of that.
Yeah, here's a headline I saw this morning, Tim, on that very line, just real quick. French police sprayed with acid as, quote, youth, and what the term youth means, that means Islamic men, riot across the country. French police sprayed with acid, and we see that, you know, we see those attacks here in this country as well. But you're right, it's all over the UK. And they are singing that Neil Diamond song, "We Are Coming to America." And we have a faction here in this country that just wants to open the door and let them in.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of interesting this week because we heard a lot about, Trump wanting to do away I don't even know what they call it, but it's basically if an illegal gets across the border and has a kid here, that the kid has can be automatically a United States citizen, and he comes out and says, you know, that's insane, and he's like, that's a crazy law.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Right, try to do that in any other country in the world. I mean, try to go over to Russia and do that, Germany and do that, France and do that, Mexico do that, try to do that anywhere, and it don't work that way.
Amen. Amen. Boy, he sure stirred the pot with that. And you know, it's not even a law. It's an interpretation of one clause in the 14th Amendment that was put in to allow the blacks, after the Civil War, to allow the blacks to make it so that the blacks in the United States would be citizens when they were born here. That is the only the only hint that it's given, and it's just an interpretation of that part of the 14th Amendment. And you know, when you have ambassadors, like you said, Chinese ambassadors, any other ambassadors that are here, and if they have their family here and they have children here, their children are not, they don't consider them automatically American citizens, U.S. citizens. It's just been applied again. It's a misapplication. It is a misapplication of that's been just accepted in this land. But no, why should it be? Because then once you tie that, then you have this migration, or what do they call it? Chain migration. That once you have a citizen here, an illegal that is here that can claim citizenship, well, they can bring, what is it, 20 or 40 family members? Maybe it's unlimited family members over on that, you know, on that premise, on that claim. It's insanity. See, there again, that spell is being broken. The people are saying, rubbing their eyes, and they're waking up, and they're going, well, this ain't right. Why has it been like this for so long? We got to change this. I think that's one of the reasons we do need to pray for our leaders. We need to be praying for our leaders, as 1 Timothy tells us. Pray that they have wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon, in dealing with what we have today. God can sure change their heart, and he's the one that gives wisdom.
Well, yeah, and the whole anchor baby, it does nothing but encourage
sure.
illegality. I mean, and that's the thing, and I can remember we talked about that early on. They don't call them illegal anything, like you were saying. They just, it's all just, well, they're just looking for a better life, you know. And then they were crying about the fact that the children were being separated from the adults when they're incarcerated for illegally crossing the border and breaking the law. One of the articles I read said, well, under any other law-breaking situation, whenever you've broken any of the other laws, if you're incarcerated, they don't put your children in jail with you.
Right.
You know, I mean, so the whole thing doesn't even follow any kind of sense of, in a logical fashion.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, guys, we are just about out of time this Saturday morning. Remnant, want to thank you for tuning in. Appreciate the phone calls. Tim, thanks for joining us this morning. Guys, we're planning on church tomorrow. It doesn't look like the creek's going to rise or freeze or anything like that. So we will plan on firing up about 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. You just are going to have to look. Shortwave, WTWW website, you heard that. Heard Streama.com's got us, you know, firing out. So, sometimes we have to put forth a little effort, and that's what's going on right now. So if you want, we do encourage you to join us at those times, and we'll do our best to be there. Well, guys, thanks again, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Rollin', 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rollin', 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rollin' over, snake high. Fast and free together, make 'em health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.